The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and we are here on this lovely Thursday, Holy Thursday, taping for our show on Saturday, the day before Easter. And I will always say at the end, but I hope everybody enjoys their Easter and has a nice day with their loved ones, or and whatever it is you may or may not be doing, enjoy the day. It's spring is in the air, Julie. Things are it's a little cool today, but it's been nice, and I love all the flowers popping up, and I'm so happy to see those little things just popping through the ground. Makes me happy. My leaves are coming on my trees. I can see the buds and all of that good stuff. It's all good. And you know where I am, Julie, so I'm going to give a big shout-out to a bunch of these people. I am sitting at in the parking lot of ShopRite because I had to drop my son off at the airport, and I took his car, and I had to get on for 4:30, and so I pulled into ShopRite because I thought, let me sit here. So I have a whole view of the whole plaza. And so there, I'm looking at ShopRite, which is a wonderful store on Burney Avenue. Then there's a fine wine and good spirits store, Dino and Francesco's, the Dollar Tree, Empire Beauty School, Pro Rehab, and then there's a Holiday Hair, Napa Auto Parts, Children's Fitness Center, and of course, DaVita Dialysis. Behind me is Starbucks, and one of my favorite places that Deb Peterson and I went to yesterday, Julie, Dunmore Candy Kitchen in we took our ride. We the day before, I went to Nibbles and Bits. I'll definitely have to get in Gertrude as well. And yesterday we were at Dunmore Candy Kitchen, and we were with Kay Ruther, which is Laura Ruther and her husband. I think it might be Nick, but I may be wrong with that. But they own it, and Kay is the mom of Mr. Ruther, and she's a delight. She's walking around the store, and she's helping everybody, and they had she was walking around holding their phenomenal peanut butter cups and passing them to everyone as they shopped. And they just have a nice little area where you can sit and talk. And Deb had to take a meeting, so I sat there and watched people and got my stuff and got what I needed. And it was such a nice couple, like about an hour we sat in there, and it was such a nice thing. Had nice conversations with Kay. And I just want to give a big shout out. Marissa was there. Deb and I spent some time with her and her family, and everybody's just so kind and nice in there. They were wonderful, wonderful to be with. So big shout out to them. But yeah, I'm sitting here in this parking lot as people are flying around, all coming from all directions, because there's so much going on here and so many things. And, you know, it is a couple days before Easter. So it's very crowded. I think, Julie, when I leave, maybe I'll have to go in and get a vanilla latte at Starbucks. I don't know. Maybe. It's my favorite.
I think you should.
But, yeah. So anyway, big shout out to all. And then, of course, in the over on the other side, there's Mavis Discount Tire and then Dunkin' across the street. There's just so much going on here. There is a nail place next to to Starbucks, but I forget the name of it. But anyway, so just always nice to give a couple shout-outs to these nice businesses, keeping going and keeping our towns moving. And another thing I want to talk about too, Julie, is my son Sean and my daughter-in-law Katie are on the cover of Happenings magazine this year for the April issue for the wedding issue. They're in a couple pages of their wedding, which was held last June at the Scranton Cultural Center. And Katie and Sean are sort of all over that book, and we are very proud of them and the pictures and just everything Happenings did. big shout out to Paula Rashawn McCary, who is the editor, and she's delightful, and I love her, and editor-in-chief, and she's fabulous. But there are three weddings, all beautiful weddings that are in the book, but of course I'm partial to my own, and my son, and my daughter-in-law, and it's beautiful. So if you see it, pick it up, but right on the front, in front of the Sacred Heart Chapel at the U, and my cousin Jimmy Cadden's beautiful 1931 Chevy Coupe is in they used for the wedding, and it's beautiful, and that's also sticking out. And then on the back cover, it tells you who what the car is and who it is. And oh, the Colonnade ad has their name, has their face, the Cultural Center. It's a lovely, lovely display of the wedding. So I picked some up today, and I'm thrilled. So I'll be taking them with me on Saturday when we're going to take a quick ride to Beacon and meet with them for a day before Easter get together, and bring them some candy, which I got from, you know, all of my faves, and bring them out to them. And that's what's going to happen. And it's all good. And that's all I can tell you, Jewel. We have the, I did a, and we talked about this before, but we have the, Chrissy was on, we talk about
the purse bingo
coming up. Yeah, the purse mm-hmm. bingo. Thank you. I'm losing my train of thought here. Purse bingo. And I went down the other day to do a show on ECTV for them, and we did some photos holding this pretty red bag that's circulating on their social media right now. And, of course, all of my sons are posting our mother and son's photos from the Athena Award celebration, which are beautiful photos. They, because the chamber posted some of Jake Stevens' work, and so Tommy had, you know, went in and got a few and posted them, and they're absolutely beautiful. But he does a great job, our Jake. He's just a great kid.
Yes.
So, but anyway, so lots of good movement and spreading around, good cheer, and it's all working out, Julie. Everything seems to be in the right direction, and we have good things happening. We were at the County Grants Arts and Culture Grant reception ceremony on site. It was Monday night at the Scranton Cultural Center, and that is the wonderful tax that we're the only one out of 67 counties in Pennsylvania that has an arts tax that goes directly to arts-related programming within our county. And the awards that everyone may apply for are given at the ceremony every year. And the Everhart, the library system, and the Cultural Center are the big three, as they call it, who get funded very nicely. And then everyone else gets funded in different ways through the grant process. And that was really nice. We had, which I love, Maureen does a great job, and the whole staff is wonderful there. So we were there that night, and excuse me. And thank you. I tried to hit the mute, but I didn't get there quick enough. I'm sorry.
Sometimes a sneeze just won't quit, you know?
Oh, man, that just snuck up on me. But anyway,
great.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
That's right. They were talking about that on the Today Show about allergies and what you should and shouldn't do. But the band that played, which was great, they had Tony Marino on bass, Jimmy Waltage on piano, and Tyler Dempsey on drums. Doug was there because he received an award, and Commissioner Welby. So we got a cute shot at the piano with the band. I'm like, I'm with the band. So it was fun. It was a great night. Kathy Gavin Sternis did the catering, and it's always a really nice time. I did see my friend Kathy Norica and Lisa Nealon and Jeannie Cries helping Kathy, taking good care of everybody who was there. And it was just nice to be out. It was a nice night, and it was good to see everybody and just celebrate the arts, because we are very, very, very fortunate in our town, in our county, to be able to get that and be able to use some of that money towards things that artists do to make our town more, you know, just much more energetic and have people want to come and be part of this because of the arts, the live, the fact that we just have a vibrant arts community, and that makes any place a better place to live. So we thank all of the residents who pay that tax, because it's a big deal, and it's all taxpayer money that's provided for the arts to be alive and well in Lackawanna County. So thank you to everybody who owns property and pays tax and does what they have to do. Appreciate that. And anyway, we keep it going because it's a big deal, Julie, a very big deal, that these artists who start out by getting, you know, this grant money to be able to start and show people what they can do and who they are. So that was a nice event. And I'm trying to think of, I did go, you know where I went this week? I went actually twice in the last week, Julie, to Cafe Classico.
Oh, I have you ever been there in a while.
You know what? Yeah, every time I listen, every time I say that to some, this week since I've been there, they'll say, "Oh my God, I love that place." I haven't been there in a long time. Now I haven't been there in years. My mother used to love it, and we'd even go there for Mother's Day, and we just loved it. And for some reason, I just haven't gone. So a friend of mine, she said she loves it, and you know, they have great sauce and blah, blah, blah. And me, I could eat spaghetti. As you know, Julie, you and I could eat it every day, three times a day. And so we went last Friday night, and I had spaghetti arrabbiata, which is my favorite. And it was, of course, absolutely delicious. And so last night, a few of us went, Doug Smith and Evie Rafalco McNulty and Meyer and I and my son Tommy, and we all went over and had a nice dinner, and that's what we had. Spaghetti arrabbiata I had again, and it was delicious, absolutely delicious. The woman, one of the waitresses, I forget what her name is, but she's lovely. She's there all the time, and she's lovely and does a great job. And it just was comfortable in there. There were, you know, a nice amount of people, and they were very accommodating. The price is great, and the food was delicious, and the portions were pretty impressive, really impressive. But and everybody was pleased with what they ordered and what they got, and it was the same last week when we went. So, you know, if you think about it, stop over and give it a try. If you're saying, oh, just like you did, you know, I forgot about that place. Well, don't forget. And guess what?
Yeah.
Julie, they're open every day. Every day. They don't. There's not one day they're closed, which I love. I love that. So if you want to go out, you can go at any time. I don't know about their lunch. I know they do a lunch, but I don't know I don't know the hours of operation, but they are open every day. So that's what I say. Just go on over and see what you can do and see what you like. But they were great. And of course, for lunch twice this week, I was at one of my faves, the Downtown Deli. And so big shout out to Denise and all the wonderful gals who work and guys who work there who do a nice job. And that was what I really, other than running here and there, Jewel, I didn't do that much more. I was home for the weekend, all weekend. I didn't have a lot. I ran around a little, but no, didn't go anywhere. So I was home.
Well,
so I had a busy, had a busy this week, but other than that, so we're good. And my dishwasher broke, and I need a new one, so I'm in the process now of that. It's exciting and bad at the same time, because it's like, God. But you know what? And I'm on my way when I hang up with you to go up to my next door to see what we're going to look at and go from there. But that's what I did this week. Anything you have to add?
No, in fact, I think we're just about out of time. So
I know.
Let's take a break and
all right.
And regroup.
So we have we have Kara Seitzinger and Holly Przanski coming up next from the Wright Center to talk a little bit about the Wright Center golf tournament, which is coming up on May 1st, and they're honoring John Carney, and it is the Wright Center's 50th year, which is a big deal. So we will be right back with Kara and Holly and Julie and Laurie. And stay tuned. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. And, Jewel, tell them what you can do for them.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you. And with us, we have two lovely women from the Right Center. Hooray! Standing ovation here, Kara and Holly. We have Kara Seitzinger, who is the Executive Director of Public Affairs. Did I get that right, Kara?
You sure did.
Thank you. Holly, I'm never going to get this because I forgot. But and Holly Przanski is with us, and Holly is the Director of, fill it in, Holly.
Patient and Community Engagement.
There we go. So thank you, girls, because we have a lot going on. As we just a little public announcement, the Right Center and what they do and their employees and the leader of the pack, Dr. Linda Hemack-Thomas, and the people involved and what this town and this community is so much better for the work of the Right Center. And Kara has been there for about 6 years or so. Holly, I'm not sure about you, but I know that the work that's done there is so wonderful for our community, and we are having a big fundraiser coming up on May 1st, and this year it's at Glen Oak, and to be at Glen Oak, we therefore would assume it's a golf tournament, so hooray, on May 1st. So Kara, Holly, let's talk a little bit about how anyone can get involved, your sponsors, anything you want to talk about to get people interested in joining or being a sponsor or buying a hole and all those fun kind of things and what the opportunities are. Welcome, girls.
Thank you very much. So we do have a lot of opportunities to participate. We are still looking for sponsors and golfers. We also have a program ad book. So if it's, you know, you just want to put an ad out there, we have that opportunity as well. You can find a lot of our information on our website, which is therightcenter.org.
Holly, talk a little bit about, because I think it's also important to learn, I mean, I don't golf, but I know that I'm going to go to the dinner because you can always just do that, is come to the dinner afterwards. So the excuse of I'm not a golfer, as you just said, by whether it's a program ad or buying a hole sponsor or whatever else there is, or coming to dinner that night. There's so many other things that you can do to help with that, Holly. So tell everybody what you usually get, and is this the first year, like what you get if you golf and all of the stuff that goes along with it. And is this the first year that you're at Glen Oak, or were you there last year?
No, this is our first year at Glen Oak. We had it previously at Glen Mora. So this mm-hmm. is a new venue for us here. Like you said, there are opportunities. I myself am also not a golfer. No one wants me on that course. So we do have opportunities to join us just for the cocktail hour and dinner. It gives you a great opportunity to mingle and network and, you know, say hello to our honoree, John Carney. A lot of the area knows him.
I didn't know that, and that makes me so happy. I want to tell you, just to off on a little bit here, and I know, Kara, you'll jump in and agree with me. John Carney is one of the most incredible human beings that our region has produced. He is a proud West Scranton guy, which I always say, good people come from West Side. I'm one of those guys, women. And John just, he supports, he sponsors, he gives back. He has had such a wonderful career. His business was outstanding. He has a wonderful family, and he just continues to give and give and give. And Kara, I'm going to tell you, and I know you already know this, but I can tell you from sitting on a few boards with John, I can tell you he is so proud of his affiliation, his board membership. I don't know if he's still on it right now, but his affiliation, I'm just going to use, with the Right Center is something he is so proud of.
John was one of our founding board members. So John matriculated off the board. Might be 2 years now, but he was one of our founding board members. You know, when Dr. Wright put that plea out, you know, to really create something incredible here by trying to mentor doctors and bring them to the area so they'll stay in the area, because he saw the crisis that was going to happen that we've now seen with the hospitals in the past couple of years. And John stepped right up. He stepped right up. And again, a couple of years ago when we said, you know, we need a really good fundraiser because the work we do through patient and community engagement is critical to the needs of this community. We don't just treat our own patients. We treat people in the community with food banks and backpack giveaways for children. And, I mean, we helped over 16,000 people last year with just the food that we give. So when we went to John with that, Mary Moreira and I, he jumped right on board. Of course, you know, he was going to help. So we absolutely wanted to honor him, especially this year being our 50th year anniversary.
Oh, yeah, 50. Can you imagine 50 years? It's just, it's unbelievable. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and better and better. And you know, Kara, everything starts at the top. And we can just say this, Linda just does such an amazing job. She's such a powerhouse. She's so kind. She's such a doll. I mean, everything about her is so wonderful in so many ways. She can hold her own. She can go toe-to-toe with anyone, but yet she's got that female gentleness about her as a doctor. She's just a delightful person, but she knows what to do and how to keep moving this place forward. I mean, with that idea, if you would, real quickly, will you talk a little bit more about when Dr. Wright put that plea out, as you said? Tell everyone a little more about the history and how 50 years ago somebody's idea was created, and here they are, and some of the people involved. Could you do that?
Sure. So 50 years ago, you know, Dr. Wright was practicing in his hematology practice and, of course, a really integral part of the Mercy Hospital in Scranton. And he was seeing these young, intelligent people striving to be physicians, leaving town and going to medical school out of town and doing their residencies out of town and then staying out of town. And so he had really the profound foresight to pull together a group of doctors and put together what was known as the Scranton Temple Residency Program. You know, and then he didn't stop there, obviously. He helped to create the medical school as well. But the Scranton Temple Residency Program, you know, started here at the Wright Center in 1976. We changed the name subsequently to honor Dr. Wright. But really, and we went from just having, you know, 20-some kids in that original class to now having a bevy of residents. We now have an affiliation with the AT Soma, Arizona Medical School, and we have 13 clinics in 4 counties. And we have not only primary care, but we have behavioral health, we have dental, we have geriatrics, we have pediatrics, we have a center of excellence, and we have a Ryan White Clinic. So his vision cannot be discounted, not ever, you know. Dr. Wright
went
on to help form Nativity Miguel. So his imprint, and Linda, you know, Dr. Thomasina really follows his mentorship. She really does. Mm-hmm. And her finger, when I tell you, Laura, you know, I mean, her finger's on the pulse of everything. But her most important thing is patient care, because she said, I cannot be a good doctor if I don't still see patients twice a week. And she does. And she goes till all hours of the night. It's really what makes
closure. Full disclosure, she's mine and I love her. So I it's amazing. But so back now to talking a little bit more about Holly was telling us a little bit of, you know, what you could do from ads to, you know, playing being in the tournament, which we said, and even if you can't, you can still be a whole sponsor or a regular sponsor or come to the cocktail and dinner and just be part of that so that you can show support in that way. So what are you looking for most, Kara, right now? And tell everyone it's a captain and crew format, right?
Yes, it's captain and crew. Okay. And I'm going to tell you, Holly is the expert on all things golf. She has
except playing, right, Hal?
She leads the pack. But I mean, honestly, anything at this point, you know, we have sponsorships available. If you go to therightcenter.org, we have the whole format of what the golf is. But even as Holly said, even if you wanted to do some type of a small ad, to honor Dr. Wright, to honor the Wright Center's 50 years, you know, to honor John Carney especially. That would be welcome if you want to just come to the cocktail hour and dinner. You know, that would be great as well. But we do have some sponsorship levels available still. Holly, I don't know if you have those handy or not, but they are certainly still on the website.
Okay. We do. We still have platinum sponsors, gold sponsors, silver sponsors open. And Whole and Tea as well. So we welcome anyone to pick any of those up or join us. We look forward to, you know, as many people as possible. It goes to support such a good cause.
It does. Holly,
Raffle, you want to talk a little about the raffles? I don't know if
that's a good one.
Yes. Okay. So we have multiple raffle opportunities. We have different baskets, gift cards. It'll all be posted online and open to the public to participate in as well. And all of our drawings will be pulled the day of the tournament, which is the first.
Yeah, which is great. And what are the times of the tournament? What do you get if you decide to golf? What comes along with your ticket to play, Holly?
So registration starts at 8:30. It's a 10 a.m. shotgun start, and that includes the 18 holes of golf, your cart, your lunch, beverages, and dinner. The cocktail hour is at 3 p.m. and the dinner is at 4.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, and I love it. Well, Glen Oak is such a beautiful course, and it's a real nice place. As was Glen Mara, so we are lucky that we have several in our area that we have available to us, and people like to play. But I think getting back to what you said too about John, again, 50 years of the Wright Center, honoring Dr. Wright. John being the person you're honoring, your honoree this year, is a big deal. And again, what are the costs? Can you give a real quick little info on how much it, like just even a tea sponsor, your ads, what they run, and your whole sponsors, Holly, do you have those there?
I do. So to golf, it's $275 per person. If you're looking for a tea sponsor, it's $300. A whole sponsor is $500. And then our program ads range from $75 to $125, depending on the size that you want.
Yeah. And that's really nice. I always say with ad books, keep your prices a little lower, and you'll get more in there and make more money on it than trying to sell something that people, you know, think, okay, it's for one thing. It's so nice. It's nice for John to see, or Dr. Wright or Dr. Thomas, to see these things and to see people step up and say, hey, I want to do this because it's important to me to participate and let them know we're thinking of them. And how can they get in touch with whomever to make sure they can register or do an ad or do a sponsorship? What's the best way for you to do it? Just go through the website, or is there a call, phone number they should call at all, Hal?
So the easiest one is through the website. Once again, that's thewrightcenter.org, or they can contact me directly at 570-209-3275.
Great. And is there anything else either Holly or Carrie you'd like to say before we end this show?
Just, we are so grateful that you spent some time with us today and got our message out. We're always listening to you, Lori.
Well, you'll be up with Julie. Will also post it on our Facebook too for you, so you'll have that going out. And then if you see it, just share it, and then you can get it out further. But we'll do whatever we can for you. And Kara, I was telling Holly, Randy and I are going to be there, so we'll be at the cocktail hour and dinner, and I'll talk to you because I want to do something else. So I'll call you and let you know. But anything you can do. It's a terrific, terrific. And as I said, Kara, I talked to you the other day. How many employees does the Wright Center have?
Over 800.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's amazing. So just keep doing good work, both you and Holly. Holly, I wish you the best of luck with everything. Kara, I do you as well, and you guys always do a great job because I've been to a couple of them, and it's always a blast. So keep up the good work. Congratulations on your 50 years, and we will see you soon. And everyone else out there, hold tight, because next up is Leah Genacopoulos from ERA OneSource, but we want to give a big thanks to the Wright Center for Kara and Holly to be on today and talk a little bit about the golf tournament, which is May 1st at Glen Oak. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel, who produces this fine show. And Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jule, tell them what your business does, please.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you. And we are with the lovely, we're all lovely here today, Leah Genacopoulos, who is a realtor with ERA One Source Realty. Leah's office is in Clark Summit, but can be anywhere you need her to be. ERA has about 80-some agents in 5 different offices and 10 counties. So, Leah, welcome today. Welcome. It's always nice to talk to you. We're going to talk about 2 interesting topics. One of them is the best time to list your property, which is coming up soon. And the other we're going to talk about is pricing and paying attention to your realtor and your banker versus social media. It always isn't what it's cracked up to be. So hi, Leah, and thanks for joining us. And let's get talking about this stuff.
Hi. So we always say, like, spring is so busy and crazy and like all that good stuff, right? So like everyone knows that that's one of the best times that the market really starts to heat up. And we've talked in the past, you know, our topics have been about like our winter this year was just unruly and crazy and all of that. But like, you know, you're seeing these headlines and, you know, a lot of people are influenced by social media. So you're seeing like, oh, the best week to list your house is coming. And, you know, some people are like, is this true? Like what goes on and how do you even get these statistics? And it's not necessarily like, oh my gosh, if you don't list your house April 12th through the 18th, it's never going to sell. Obviously, that's not what they're saying. But they're saying, when is the activity going to pick up? And I always say, like, real estate follows the trends of the world and what goes on. And, like, you know, I always joke, like, I always know, I'm obviously not a big football person, you know, go sports, but I always know when there's a big Penn State game on a Saturday because everyone can only look at a house on a Sunday or a Friday before they leave town. So I know that, you know, obviously with the spring season, obviously constantly offers some of the best conditions for home sellers. So, you know, there's always that window of people like that they use to align with, when do I have to have my house on the market? But there's this particularly crazy window that they do hone in on, and it's a different time every year. It's not the same time, and I also say this time, this year, it's falling the way it is because Easter's early this year, which I personally like when Easter falls in the beginning of April. I don't want it in March, and I don't want it in the end of April. So I think it screws up our inventory. So anyways, I think it's aligning. The stars are really aligning. So what they're saying is historically that most ideal week to put your house on the market this year happens to be April 12th through the 18th. So if you're thinking of putting your house on the market, you still have enough time for us to get your house on the market because I always say I can move as quick as you want or I can move as slow as you want. But the reasons that they're saying this is particularly a window that stands out and it's seller friendly is because buyers become more active. All the holidays now are behind them. You know, so typically the houses that start to get listed after we're coming off of April or Easter, spring break is now over. The kids are back in school. The kids are back at college. You pick up almost a 20% more view rate than you do in a normal week. So right now, your options, the inventory is deplorable, FYI, but you'll see the activity is really going to pick up come this week. So obviously, we'll definitely see, you know, we'll see how true this is. But I just think also mid-April is really, and I've been telling my buyers this, I'm like, just sit back. We're going to let the Easter Bunny bring more inventory. And I said, by tax time, we're going to see more stuff on the market. And they're like, oh, come on, blah, blah, blah. But I sent them an article I actually found about this, and they were laughing. And they're like, do you have a magic ball or something? I was like, no. I was like, it is true, though. We follow the trend. So, like, Easter's gone. So it also is like the demand starts to process, right? So you still have, like, 6 weeks to Memorial Day, 6 weeks till summer, 6 weeks till, like, sell your house and move on or get to your lake house or so, because, you know, again, we've talked about this before, and Lori, how many times have we said if you're ready to sell and you have that second home opportunity, this is a great time for people to get their house on the market and move up to their lake house and get accustomed to living up there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're also saying, too, like, you know, there's a better profit at in this time of April. And they always say, and I have historically seen in the past when Easter does fall in early April, we do tend to pick up. And I always say it's, you know, it's a little crazy between now and Memorial Day, which is like I kind of have like a semi-vacation booked, and I'm like, we might be putting that on pause because it does really get busy from now until Memorial Day, because then I think Memorial Day hits and then you have graduations and then you have the first party and everyone loves the first party and then you get the 12th party and you're like, all right, back to like normal activity here and I got to get my house on the market. So there we have trends. Obviously, you know, people should, if you do really, you know, we still have time to get your house on the market between now and the 12th, 10 days, so we could do it, but not even that. We could get your house on the market before the end of April. You know, it's very easy. We could spruce up your house, prioritize the repairs, stuff that like would make a big impact that may not require a lot. So I think that's why you should obviously definitely reach out to a realtor if you are considering selling. And if you think that, you know, now is the year, this is the year, this is the year. But also kind of getting on that topic, I just want to switch gears here. And I was talking to you guys a little bit about this before, is like the crazy headlines people are seeing all over, like, you know, home prices skyrocket, home prices down. Like, so I think the best information I could give somebody, because I had a client send me an article and they're like, is this true? Should I be getting more money for my house? And it says the prices are through the roof. And I was like, no, first of all, I don't even know what website you're sending me this from. But also, no, that's not true. Again, like obviously too, houses and prices dictate where they're at, what's going on in the world, the condition of the house, the neighborhood, the location. Like there's so many factors that fall into how we price a home. And so I think that like when you're seeing stuff that like pop up on the internet about home prices and a lot of social media influencers and everyone saying, oh, beware this, do that, prepare for this. This isn't doomsday. We don't have to prepare for anything. Like no one is seeing anything happening. Everything has been staying stable. I just think that like people have to have that a local perspective in mind when it comes to how they're pricing their house. Like, you can't necessarily drum up data from Zillow when Zillow, at the end of the day, and we've talked about this in the past, like the Zestimate could either be your best friend or your enemy, because the Zestimate takes whatever zip code you're in between $100,000 houses and a million houses, and it averages them, and then you get the median, and that becomes your Zestimate, quote unquote, of your house. And that is not necessarily true. And it may not be in your favor. It may be in your favor, but it may not be in your favor for your realtor, because that really may not be the price. So the best thing I could say is if you have a question on pricing, if you're wondering what your house is worth, I think you should reach out to the realtors, the experts that could get you real data, ask them what sold in the last 6 months in my neighborhood or in my area or in my school district, because I mean, that's not difficult for somebody to do. And I think too, it also puts a perspective on things. Like I had a buyer reach out to me the other day that's also a seller, and they're looking to move. They're at that point where they're ready to upgrade. And like, you know, they had no idea where to even start. And I said, well, let's start with the CMA. Like, let's do a comparable market analysis of what your house is worth from when you bought it. Because then that's going to give everybody a good idea as to where you are with what you owe, what you don't owe, and what you're going to profit. So I think the best advice I can give everyone today is reach out to a realtor, and they can help you.
Yeah, and Leah, it's important to know. There's so many people, they'll say,
What do you think this is worth? What do you think that, I don't know, I have no idea how much my house is worth. No, it's kind of nice, especially when you're trying to sell it. Now, if people own it and they're not going anywhere and they get a home equity, they'll know a little bit more. But knowledge is power. So when you know it, it's also, like you said earlier, it's where it's the location, it's what's in the house, it's where it's at. All of those factors come into play. It's what recent sales have, you know, what they were and what's comparable and what isn't. And that's the beauty of what a realtor has at their disposal is anything that's sold on the MLS, they have that at their disposal to find out what they can price the house at and see what they can get for it. And you know, Leah, speaking of what you said earlier, you know, I told you that I toy around with the, you know, possibly selling my house, and I know you'll have a buyer for me instantly, won't you, Leah, if I decide to do it?
Tomorrow, but, I've already decided. Yeah.
I know. But I've already told someone that if I decide to do it, what I'll do is go where I'm going first, because I would definitely get into renting from one of these great properties that are around and looking at that and what's available, and there's so many nice places. And I would probably rent and move in and then stage my house and then sell it afterwards, because then I just think that works, just like you said, even if it's, if you have another property to go to, do it. And then you're not crazy with people coming and going, and it's easier to people to look at, and everything stays tidy because no one's running in or out. So it is a good, I think that's a great philosophy, which is why at this time, if you have the luxury of that, do that, because it makes sense. You know, a lot of people don't like to sell an empty house. I always, when I sold full time, I liked it, Leah. I liked because I have an imagination and I can look beyond what an empty house looks like. But I do think you got to be able to, it's a lot of work, but it'll work if you do it. And if the house is priced correctly, because we always think our property, the emotion involved, is worth more than it is. And that's always a fight sometimes too, right, Leah? I'm sure you see that, where people are like, oh no, it's this. And you're like, no, I'm sorry, we can't. And then they want to put it on and it sits because it's worse when you have to keep dropping the price.
Right. I agree. I totally agree. And I think that sometimes the people's worst enemies, but you know, real quick too, like I think people keep thinking in their heads too, they keep going, oh my gosh, the prices are skyrocketing. It's 2008 all over again. Experts have all come out and agreed that we are not in a 2008. We are nowhere near a 2008 market.
Right.
And the problem is prices didn't go up for so long, unfortunately, but you know, they remain the same for so long. And Lori, I feel like we've talked about this again too, so many times, like there were houses selling in like the Avenue Heights School District that should have never been selling as low as they were. It's just prices didn't move because people were so afraid after 2008 that it's natural for prices to rise. And no house is going to start coming down anytime soon. There's going to be no fall on a national scale anytime soon. And experts have come out and economics have come out and everyone has said it. So if the best thing I could say is the best time to buy is now. Not 5 years from now, it's now.
Now the rates are good. There's you know, the stuff is available, and it puts your house on the market to create inventory, which is what we need. So, okay, so if anyone needs to get in touch with you, Leah, what's the best way for them to do that?
My cell, which is 570-947-9250, or you can call any of our agents at our office at 570-587-9999. We have 5 offices, and you can find us on social media or online at ERA1.com.
Yay. Well, Leah, thank you very much. We will talk to you next month. Good luck with everything going forward, and get and call Leah if you need to talk to her about your house in any way. She can help you with that. And we are going to leave for the week. We'll see you next week. As always, I appreciate you guys listening. We'll see you soon. Happy Easter, everybody. See you next week. Be nice.
Bye-bye.
Be safe. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.